In the Ryan Reynolds-Blake Lively box office showdown, both husband and wife came out winners. Reynolds' Marvel Studios' Smash, Deadpool and Wolverine, remained the top movie in North American theaters for the third straight week with $54.2 million in ticket sales according to studio estimates Sunday. Worldwide, it's now surpassed $1 billion. Deadpool and Wolverine, though, was closely followed by It Ends With Us, the romance drama starring Lively, which surpassed expectations with a stellar $50 million debut. Together, the films created a kind of family edition of Barbenheimer, in which a pair of very different movies thrived in part due to counter-programming. Only this time, the opposite movies were fronted by one of Hollywood's most famous couples. The film's 1-2 punch wasn't entirely unprecedented. In 1990, Bruce Willis' Die Hard 2 Inches led the box office while Demi Moore's Ghost came in second. The weekend also featured a high-priced flop. Borderlands, the long-delayed $120 million video game adaptation directed by Eli Roth, launched with a paltry $8.8 million for Lionsgate. The film, starring Cate Blanchett, Kevin Hart and Jack Black, was shot all the way back in 2021. After delays and reshoots, it finally landed in theaters effectively dead on arrival. It scored just 10% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and seems likely content for one of the worst movies of the year. Meanwhile, Deadpool and Wolverine, which co-stars Hugh Jackman, continued its march through box office records. The film, directed by Sean Levy, is only the second R-rated movie to reach $1 billion, following 2019's Joker. In 3 weeks, it's already one of the most lucrative Marvel releases and trails only Disney's other 2024 smash, Inside Out, $1.6 billion worldwide, among movies released this year. Lively makes a cameo in Deadpool and Wolverine, but she both stars in and produced It Ends With Us. Adapted from the best-selling romance novel by Colleen Hoover, Lively stars as Lily Bloom, a Boston florist torn between two men, one from her present life, Justin Baldoni, who also directed the film, and another who was her first love, Brandon Sklenner. It Ends With Us cost a modest $25 million to produce, so it will turn a significant profit for co-financers Columbia Pictures and Wayfarer Studios. Like another female-skewing summer release book adaptation from Sony, Where the Crawdads Sing, It Ends With Us could hold well through the typically slower August box office period. Audiences gave it an A cinema score. Reynolds and Lively occasionally played up the convergence of their movies. Earlier this week, Reynolds posted a video of himself posing junket questions to Sklenner. The timing paid off especially for Lively, whose film doubled earlier opening weekend forecasts. Neon's Cuckoo, a German Alps-set horror film by filmmaker Tillman Singer, opened with $3 million on 1,503 screens. It stars Hunter Schafer and Dan Stevens. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. 1. Deadpool and Wolverine, $54.2 million. 2. It Ends With Us, $50 million. 3. Twisters, $15 million. 4. Borderlands, $8.8 million. 5. Despicable Me 4, $8 million. 6. Trap, $6.7 million. 7. Inside Out 2, $5 million. 8. Harold and the Purple Crayon, $3.1 million. 9. Cuckoo, $3 million. 10. Longlegs, $2 million.